This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We are going to discuss them being afraid. The communists right now are very, very afraid. We're going to talk about an overall reason why. Touch on some illegal immigration stuff, rich people threatening to leave the country again, emails, all that and so much more in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, there is something that all human beings fear. On some level and in different ways, but all human beings fear it. The loss of control. The loss of power. I'll focus on the loss of control aspect of it because I'm going to bare my soul for you here in a moment. Well, actually not in a moment, right friggin' now. My boys are getting older. Older folks who've had kids are already gone or know exactly what I'm talking about. Folks with young kids know this is coming. Both of my boys are officially in high school. I have a freshman and I have a junior. School started. James, my oldest son, has 2 years left. He will probably leave us next summer. He's probably going to be doing internships, at various trades people. He's interested in the trades, being a tradesman, and I bless him to it. But he's a young man who wants to get out on his own. I bless him to that too. I was the same way. I like it. But my little buddy is about to leave me. And I love it. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm proud of him. Fine young man. I am proud of him. And I'm happy. I wouldn't change it for the world. But I'm not going to be there to look out for him anymore. I'm not going to be at home when he gets home. Or I'll get home later. If he needs advice, if he needs something, I'm not going to be there. And look, this is as old as time itself. Everyone goes through this. Every parent, I should say, goes through this. So I'm not acting like I'm in some unique, sad situation, but I'm losing control. And no, I don't. It doesn't keep me up at night. He's going to be fine, but it sucks on some level. It does. We all have that. Maybe it's at work for you. Maybe they hired not a replacement, but someone who's taken over some of what you used to do. How's that feel? Not great. Right? Well, I was doing fine, but now I don't have... It sucks. America's communists achieved something that is very difficult to achieve in a country. And it took a lot of years, a lot of lying, a lot of money, a lot of activism. It took a lot for them to achieve it. They achieved control. Total control over a certain percentage of the population that was significant. I don't want to put a number on it because who knows? We'll call it 50, could be 60%, could be 40%. But no matter what the percentage was, the America's Communists, the Democrat Party, in recent years, you just lived through this, achieved something that is very difficult. They could tell you the sky was green and half the country would believe it. Remember, that was the genesis of my sky is green theory. And it was essentially, they achieved such control over the minds of so many Democrats in this country that they could, with a straight face, go on the news and scream at you that the sky is green. They'll drag a scientist out there to tell you the sky is green. They'll make movies. They'll paint the sky green. And there are enough people who are demoralized, manipulated, part of the cult, who will actually look up and believe their eyes are lying to them and that the sky is actually a green. If you don't believe me, look at what they convinced vast quantities of people of in this country. The American people genuinely believed that wearing a paper mask stopped the microscopic virus. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. They genuinely believed that you could reorder an entire society and have everybody standing 6 feet away from each other, and that would do anything to stop a virus. It's the dumbest thing I've ever... It was stuff that, honestly, we talked about it during the show. It sounded like something a toddler would come up with. It's what it sounded like. Ah, Daddy, you're sick. Here's a piece of paper. Put it on your face. Then you'll be safe. And they did it. And the country believed it. The country went along with it. The most bonkers stuff they got people to go along with. But they made a mistake. A human mistake. It's not even just a communist mistake. It's a human mistake. They got all this power. What would you do with that power? What would you do if you could essentially control someone's mind, get someone to believe whatever you wanted them to believe? What would you do with it? With your coworkers, with your student, with your girlfriend, with your boyfriend, your wife, your husband, your mom, what would you do with that power? Would you use it? Let me ask you, seriously, would you use it? If I could control Jewish producer Chris's mind, if I could control producer Corey's mind, I'd love to sit here and tell you, well, I would never. I mean, of course I would. At some point. No, I don't want cheesesteaks today. I want pizza. You know what? I can make that happen. Beep, beep, beep. Up, pizza it is. They abused it. When people get power, especially total power over the minds of other people, they abuse it. They abuse the people of this country to an extent. Now they lost it. Now they can't do that anymore, and they're so afraid. And look, when I say abused it, it was stuff like this. Remember when Joe Biden ate it on stage? He couldn't walk. He couldn't talk. There was a sandbag there, and he was just, he was in no condition to step over a sandbag. He couldn't ride his bike, couldn't do anything. We all watched him on camera eat it on stage. And this is what they did. Remember this?
And make sure we clear the record here, he tripped over a sandbag on the stage, and briefly he tripped and got up, and he got right back up and continued what he was there to do. He did not, there was no need for the doctor to see him as it was related to the fall.
America is a country that loves youth and vitality, you know, which is why we have laws against age discrimination, because we tend to favor youthfulness and the new thing. In a lot of countries, people who've been in office a longer period of time are praised for their wisdom. And I think that Joe Biden rightly says that he has grown very wise in his many decades in public office.
Oh. I'm more than 2 years older than President, and I do just fine. I don't want to have a fall, but if I do, I hope I get up as good as he did.
Yeah, people fall down. I believe he tripped, but you know, I'm just...
Didn't he apply something like I was sandbagged?
it was
a sandbag that he tripped on? Yeah.
But what is this obsession? People are just... I mean, I've known old people all my life.
Yeah, you got it. Over and over and over again, they took the power they had and they told the most over-the-top, brazen lies right to your face because they achieved total control. Hey, if we can make these people put on paper masks, what can't we make them do? What can't we make them believe? We'll make them believe anything. But they abused it. Now they are so afraid. Now they go on TV, they say stuff like this, and everybody just laughs.
I think the bottom line is that President Trump doesn't like public safety. He's a convicted criminal himself. He pardons people who are criminals and do pretty dastardly things, like cause the deaths of five different law enforcement officers during January 6th. There is no indication that this man is in favor of law-abiding behavior or public safety, but he is in favor of power. He is in favor of fascism. He is in favor of ending democracy.
That's the district attorney of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner is his name, and he's been widely mocked all day for just telling outright lies on television. Democrat politicians and Democrat people in the media are facing something they didn't think they would ever have to face. They are facing a public that doesn't believe them anymore. And it's very hard for them to face because what they essentially are is that they're the guy who got promoted to CEO, and then the next year, he got fired. They just had total power. How do they not have any now? Well, the lesson for them is the lesson for you, and it's a lesson for me. Be careful how you use it. Whenever you get any in life, and you'll have some at some point, be careful how you use it. How you use it oftentimes determines how long you keep it. Remember that. I have power because of chalk. What? You know what I had for breakfast this morning? I actually got the idea from my kid. I got the idea from Luke. He went out and bought some extra chunky peanut butter. And every now and then, you're just in the mood for extra chunky peanut butter. Banana, butter knife, extra chunky peanut butter. I sat there and just was heaping chunks of peanut butter on there. But that's not the most important part. The most important part is what I washed down afterwards. The same thing I've been doing for over 3 years. I took my Tomcat. I took my Ashwagandha. I took my Chalk Daily. I took my Chalk Male Vitality Stack, and I washed it down into my stomach. And now I'm jazzed up, laughing, in a good mood, full of pep, and ready to go. No Red Bull needed. No afternoon coffee needed. You want to feel like $1 million? I'm going to go home and work out after work. You want to feel like that? Natural herbal supplements from Chalk are the way you can feel like that. They have stuff for men, stuff for women, young, old. Whatever you're looking for, Chalk will make you feel better. Go get a subscription, man. You'll thank me for it. Chalk.com/Jesse. CHOQ.com/Jesse. We'll be back. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to emails and other things in a minute. I wanted to touch on something else that just kind of popped into my head before we move on. And remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Remember, we played this from Trump earlier talking about Democrats, how lost they are.
They really are. They're stuck. They don't know what to do. They have probably more, I would say more than half are sane, but they are led by insane people.
I have said it before, and I will say it again. Democrats, they are needing Nancy Pelosi more than ever, and she's gone. Too old, can't do it anymore, out of gas. Let me tell you a little tidbit about Nancy Pelosi you might not know. Maybe you do, but you'd probably have to be quite the politico to know this. Remember, I ran for Congress twice when Nancy Pelosi was the big dog in the Democrat House of Representatives. And everyone on the right hates Nancy Pelosi because she's essentially a cartoon villain, right? She's a Disney movie villain. She's Cruella DeVille. She's easy to hate. Did you know that Nancy Pelosi, you see, she understood that her politics in San Francisco, what she was selling there, it's not going to sell in a purple district in Wisconsin. It's not. She understood that different areas of the country would accept different levels of communism. Did you know that she used to tell Democrats in purple districts that they were free to publicly attack her? Did you know that? Democrats in purple districts were, and sometimes red districts when they got elected, were free to do a town hall, do a TV commercial. I disagree with Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's crazy. She was a woman who understood power, how to get it, and once you got it, how to use it. Imagine any one of these deranged nutballs today being that thoughtful, being that conniving. She was the one. I will maintain it till the day I die. Nancy Pelosi was the one holding a gigantic gang of freaks together, and without her, they're lost. Hakeem Jeffries doesn't have it. They run roughshod over him, and it's hilarious to watch. Just one more thing. Actually, not one more thing. I have a couple more things. But Jimmy Kimmel, that idiot late night host who used to be funny, he was funny. I swear. At one point in my life, he was funny. He was very funny. Yeah, he was. Chris, you didn't ever see the... did you ever see The Man Show? The Man Show was funny back in the day. At least it was... Chris was five when The Man Show was on. Corey, you know what? Why do we even bother? Whatever. Jimmy Kimmel used to be funny. But he's not funny anymore. And I always get a kick when I see celebrities do exactly what he did. Jimmy Kimmel, this is from The Mix, considering fleeing America after obtaining Italian citizenship, whines that life is so much worse in the U.S. Let me tell you something. It's something that I had this conversation with my own children. Remember when I told you we got stuck in Paris? We were over at doing a Christmas vacation. This is last year. We were flying home, flying through Paris. Flight delay, missed our flights, ran through the airport like Home Alone, missed the friggin' flight, and they couldn't get us out the next day. So we had two nights in Paris. So I booked us a nice hotel room. You know, Paris can be very dangerous. I booked us a nice hotel room. If we got to be stuck there for two nights, let's stay at a nice hotel. Stay at a nice hotel. And at one point in time, we're out walking as a family. We're in one of the Christmas markets, just taking in the sights, Christmas carols, doing all that stuff. We're stuck there. Might as well enjoy ourselves. And my boys said, because I had warned them like I usually do, that Paris is a very dangerous place. Keep your hands on your wallet. Keep your eyes open, out of your freaking phone, all that stuff. My boys remarked that, Dad, this place seems nice. I don't feel unsafe here. And I said, son, what part of town do you think you're in? We're staying at a four-star hotel. Might have been five, but I think it was a four-star hotel. We're staying at a four-star hotel. We're like a block away from the American embassy. Don't think that you know Paris because you know this one little spot where the nice hotel is. That's not Paris. It's a tourist part of Paris. I encourage you to go see it if you want, but that doesn't mean you know Paris. These celebrities do this crap when they lovingly talk about other countries all the time. I'm going to move to Canada. I'm going to move to Germany. I'm going to move to Italy. It's so much nicer here. You're a millionaire, you dork. Everywhere's nice for you because you find the nice hotels, the fancy rich towns that are perfectly clean and safe. You don't have a bunch of criminal dirtballs running all over the place. And so they go from millionaire neighborhood here to millionaire neighborhood someone else and talk about how lovely it is. Oh, I just found this lovely Italian town and I had a $100 glass of wine combined with my $65 plate of fish. I don't know why everybody doesn't live here. It's wonderful. Because we can't afford it. I don't know why it bothers me, but it has always bothered me. Rich people who travel and do rich things when they travel come home and talk about how wonderful the rich part of whatever country they went to was, and then act like they know the country. No, you know the best possible part of that country, wherever it is. There are places in Paris you won't live if you walk around at midnight. Don't tell me you know Paris because you went to the Christmas market. I don't know why I got fired up about that. It bothers. Hillsdale doesn't bother me. Hillsdale makes me feel better. Well, you know what? It's not that Hillsdale makes me feel better. It makes me feel like a better parent. Is that terrible? Here's why. We all look for things to do as a family. We want to bond as a family. So it's board games and TV shows, and it's summertime. Maybe you're taking them down to the pool. Or we all want things to do as a family. Imagine sitting down as a family and taking a course from Hillsdale for free, at no cost, on the Constitution. Think about that. Think about doing a course on the ancient Christian church. Sitting there with your children, hoovering up all that wisdom, watching them hoover up all that wisdom, watching them know things, watching you know things that other people don't know. A no-cost thing you can do with your family that makes everybody better. It makes you feel like a better parent. It does. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing bad. Hey, what'd you do this weekend? I like to look down my nose at people who didn't do Hillsdale. You should do the same. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I'm going to play this. This is Mike Howe. He's the executive director of the Oversight Projects. He was talking about the Democrat UN NGO network. Remember this. Western leaders, leaders of Western civilization, they have decided to abandon and burn down Western civilization mainly through mass migration of foreigners. They're bringing in as many foreigners into your country as they possibly can to replace you. In fact, I got this email, El Sombrero. What is the Oracle's thoughts on Aristotle's position on the natural slave? Setting aside our modern notion of what a slave is, Aristotle thought there were people who just lacked the ability to reason or who needed slash craved the certainty of direction and order. He considered these people to be natural slaves. I don't know that I want to touch on Aristotle's per se, but I know that's how Western leaders view foreigners. They view them as more compliant, more easily bought. You have hopes and dreams, desires. You have the best interests of your country at heart. They do not. The easiest way to go about getting rid of you is simply replacing you, outnumbering you, period. Now, to that end, billions and billions and billions of dollars, most of it your money, has been hoovered up and spread around in order to facilitate the invasion of the West. This is not, if you think that all these illegals pouring into the country, and legals pouring into the country, I should note, if you think this is some kind of accident, some kind of whoopsie, you are criminally naive. They have put a lot of thought into this. There's this LLC, this NGO, there's an entire network designed to replace you and destroy your country. Listen to this.
This was an invasion that was planned, promoted, encouraged, funded, and sustained by radical elements of the previous administration. But this invasion could not have been accomplished without a colossal partnership with the NGO community. Simply put, the government just did not have the capacity to get this many people in and around the country without the support of the nonprofits. And to that end, they gave them almost $6 billion to a conglomerate of UN agencies and over 200 NGOs to do just that, according to statistics from the Center for Immigration Studies. The result was that Border Patrol became a daycare. They became Uber drivers just to shuttle illegals to the nonprofits to get them around the country. Now, the Oversight Project has led the way in exposing what I call this border industrial complex. In December of 2022, We did the first of its kind study where we tracked illegal aliens by their cell phones as they went through these nonprofits at the border. In just a 1 month period, in tracking 30,000 devices, so a very small subset of the 10 million that Biden had crossed the border, we found out that the illegals went to nearly every single congressional district in the United States. We proved that every town was indeed a border town.
That was 30,000. 30,000 they tracked. They went to every single corner of America. Now sit back and think about Joe Biden and the communists bringing in 20 million in 4 years. They brought them in as fast as they could possibly bring them in, and they filled up every single corner of this country with illegals to replace you, to outnumber you, because they view them as natural slaves. They view them as easily bought, loyalty that can be purchased. They really don't need much. Free hotel, put them on welfare, free medical care. They'll vote Democrat the rest of their lives. And because of the horrific manipulation of our laws in this country, they'll come here and have children who will be American citizens who also will vote Democrat the rest of their lives. Now we have headlines like this. Trio of MS-13 migrants, I don't know why we're still calling them that, who terrorized Nassau County, busted in joint ICE operation, facing 14 counts of attempted murder. One, I'm glad they're off the streets. Two, if you've attempted to kill people 14 times and failed, maybe you should find a new profession. It's far be it for me to judge somebody else and how they're doing their job, because Lord knows I'm terrible at mine, but 14 counts of attempted murder? At some point, aren't you a little bit embarrassed? Seriously, at some point during the trial, don't you almost hope? Hey, one of them died, right? I mean, one of them died. One of them had to have died. 14 times? If I tried to do something 14 times and failed every time, I would find something different. Hey, Jesse, I live in a red state in Indiana. We had a full-blown commie run for mayor of our medium-sized town, and no one thought she was electable. However, she won by landslide. Our city is now declining on multiple levels. Homelessness is increasing, increased utility prices due to her green climate agenda. Everyone acted shocked that we are where we are. Classic example of comfort breeding complacency. Love the show. Please don't say my name. You know, I read this email because there is part of this whole DC talk that people aren't bringing up, but I'm going to bring it up now. We played the soundbite earlier of Joe Scarborough talking about Democrats privately cheering on for this crime crackdown.
I will just go back to the fact that, you know, the people that are cheering this on privately are not like right-wing Republicans, are not MAGA people. A lot of our friends are in the media, and also Democrats that worked on Joe Biden's campaign, that worked on other campaigns, that are saying, yeah, I'd like to feel safe walking around this city. If the federal government can be a positive partner in keeping the streets safe, while again, forming a partnership with the D.C. police and not taking over, then at least the people I've spoken with that live in D.C. day in, day out, see this as a positive.
Okay. Now, let me bring up a little uncomfortable tidbit. Democrats are secretly happy. Oh, thank goodness. We'll stop having so many murders. Thank goodness I'll feel safe again. Washington, D.C. votes something like 92% Democrat. If you didn't want your city overrun by murderers, why are you voting for Democrats? I understand it. As I've said before, I'm not begging you to be Mr. GOP. I get mad at the GOP as often as I get mad at Democrats. I'm not saying that, but if you vote for Democrats to run your city, you're voting for your city to be overrun with filth and crime. Homelessness will go up. You will have more murder. You will have more rape. Women will suffer for your choices. You will suffer. Life will get more expensive. If you don't want that, stop voting for Democrats. I hate to put a fine point on it, but thank goodness Trump is stepping in. Trump had to step in because you keep voting for Democrats like a freaking moron. That's why Trump had to step in. If you didn't keep voting for Democrats, there wouldn't be crime like this. You know where there's not overwhelming amounts of crime? Red places. You know why? Because they arrest criminals and keep them there. And by the way, let's touch on this really quickly. This moron, D.C.'s attorney general, which we played earlier.
We as a city and a community need to be much more focused on prevention and surrounding young people and their families with resources if we want to be safer in the long run. We cannot prosecute and arrest our way out of it.
That's exactly how you get your way out of it. It's not complicated. It's really not. I understand criminal justice overall is complicated. Grab the bad people off the street, lock them in cages, and your society will be safer. If you turn them loose, your society will be worse. It's not complicated. It's not. Democrats want to turn them all loose. Do with that what you will. While you're doing that, cook your meat to perfection. Get an IQ sense and cook your meat to perfection every single time. That's the beauty. That's the beauty of Chef IQ. Chef IQ sells the IQ sense. It is a completely wireless cooking thermometer. You'll never overcook your meat. You'll never undercook your meat. Anybody can use it. I know because I can use it. Are you roasting? Are you baking? Are you grilling? Are you smoking? Whatever. You put it in fish if you're weird. The IQ sense will cook it to perfection every time because your phone tells you when the meat is done. This is tailor-made for people like me, who I'm not a pit master, I'm not a chef, I don't know what I'm doing, but I like to eat meat, so somebody teach me how to stop ruining it. IQ Sense. 15% off at chefiq.com with the code Jesse. Chefiq.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Reminder to you that Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is coming up in just 2 days. People get their questions in early now, so if you want to get towards the front of the queue, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Love, hate, death threats, whatever is on your mind. Let's do a couple things here. Jesse. You always talk about how your dad didn't enjoy fun, but there's one story that you remember that, what's one story you remember totally out of the ordinary for your dad? Like a giant belly laugh that lasted for minutes, or something he did that was uncharacteristic of him. You know what was uncharacteristic of him? How nice he was to the boys, my boys, when they were learning to ride their bikes without training wheels. I'm not even kidding. There was no, did you know that my dad took my training wheels off like a week after I got my training wheels? This is back in Ohio. Oh, yeah. He taught me to swim. He threw me into a lake. He threw me to, and it's not, I want to stress this. He did not jump in after me. It's not like someone was waiting there. Empty lake, my dad, I want to learn how to swim. Got you covered, son. Best of luck. And he chucks me in. When I had training wheels, he just took them off. And I was like, Dad, I'm a little kid. I said, Dad, I don't know how to ride without training wheels. What do you, well, you'll figure it out, won't you? That's what he told me. Well, you'll figure it out. I did, I guess, eventually. I ended up being quite proficient on my bike. Chris, if I may point out something. Old Bronco used to ride around with no hands all the time. No hands. You can't do that? I did. Like it was nothing. Up, down, didn't matter. Just such amazing balance is really the key. What? Because anyway, so that's how I grew up. He comes down and we've got the boys learning how to ride their bikes. Obviously, this is a while ago. They know how to ride bikes now when they're little kids. You're not going to believe Mr. Softy. Me? It was the gravel driveway or out on the pavement or something. We had to go to the park so the grass was nice and soft. He's patting him on the back. You're doing great. Oh, don't worry. Hey, let me help you back up. Let me help you down there. Oh, Mr. Hardbutt was all gone once the grandkids came out. It was, oh, let me help you out there. Well, maybe he's not ready yet. Unbelievable the difference it was. Unbelievable. That's one story. Here's another little story. 62% of people with salaries over $300,000 a year struggle with credit card debt. Okay, I'm not going to be Daddy Jesse right now. I'm just going to lay this on you. I'm not going to be Daddy Jesse, and I'm not going to be Dave Ramsey. I promise. Pay off your credit card every month. Every month. I understand. Look, emergencies happen. I get it. Maybe there's a situation where you can't quite make ends meet, but I get it. I understand that. Don't put money on your credit card you can't pay off. I don't care what you make. $300,000, $30,000, $3 million. I don't care what you make. Pay off your credit card. The interest on a credit card is enough to make Chris cry. Do not pay interest on a credit card. Don't ever pay 20, 21% interest on anything unless it is life or death. And if you're $300,000, if you're making $300,000 a year and you can't make ends meet, you know, you don't have to have a brand new car. You don't have to go to Dubai on vacation. It's okay. It'll be okay. That is bonkers to me. Bonkers to me. Every time I see a story like that, you know what it tells me? As I was just yelling about him, it tells me a lot of people didn't have my dad. That's what it tells me. If I ever once told my father that I paid 21% interest on anything, it could be on a stick of gum, he would lose his ever-loving mind and probably murder me right then and there.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Lord's Prayer halted at school board meeting. Quote, "We cannot have religious prayer before the land acknowledgement." This land acknowledgement stuff is, this is all this commie gobbledygook that we stole the land and all this other stuff. Just a reminder to you, we have a long way to go to root this communism out of our institutions. Overall foreign-born population down 2.2 million January to July. A little more than half a year, we got 2.2 million foreigners already back home. Deportations, self-deportations. Credit where it's due. Pretty good, Mr. Trump. Pretty good. Man faces jail in the U.S. for shipping 850 turtles in socks to Hong Kong. This is a weird, weird world that I got a little bit introduced to when my oldest son was into snakes. This world of exotic pet smuggling. I don't understand it. But I know it is insanely lucrative. Oh, Chris, you should look into it. It's insanely lucrative. It's a slithery world. What, Chris? Anyway, socialism update. Kansas City to close subsidized grocery store despite receiving millions. No way. The government ran a grocery store and it went out of business. A reminder that for-profit grocery stores make about 2%. That's about their profit margin. The government in general runs things at about a negative 200%. Arizona leftist senator doubles down on her right to tip off illegals to ICE operations. American Democrats are wholly dependent on disloyal foreigners to stay in office. They know it. And that's why they fight tooth and nail to keep them here. U.S. deficit grows to $291 billion in July, despite record tariff revenues. I don't want to talk about how our bankruptcy is coming. That's too depressing. I want to focus on tomorrow and how I'll be back with you to have another good time. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.